unapproved, still renting. We send you on a weekly basis and copy every single one of you guys on our emails, and nothing gets done. I don't know how hard it would be to put the stop work notices on these doors and turn them over to the prosecuting attorney. We've met with the prosecuting attorney, who is waiting for those to come through his office to go after. It's a misdemeanor. If you'd like me to make you copies of this, I can. It's a misdemeanor. They can be charged. Why are they not being charged? If you told them they can't use their property as a nightly rental, why are you doing nothing about it? The designated agents, all of these realtors are telling you how great they are, how they have someone right there on the property. Well, the Boyers, who own one of the properties at Fieldstone in Tuscany, they don't have a local representative. I believe they live in Kansas City. We had an issue with parking with their villa. There's no local number. It's their number. So how are we supposed to get anyone out there to take care of the property? And as I believe your instructions say, they have to have a local representative within 30 minutes. Again, something you're telling them that they have to do that they're not doing, and you're allowing it. There's no, more than one that doesn't have local representation. 112 Tuscany has a sign in their window that says that will accommodate 10 people. You approved it for 8. You approved it for 8 based on a 3-bedroom unit. Now, unless they've made changes to that unit, and I would believe if there was changes made in that unit, they would have to come before the commission again and post so that we would have an opportunity to say that they've made something into a bedroom, they've enclosed something, they're showing the occupancy of 10. And as a matter of fact, the fire district would overturn that because these are only 1,600 square foot units and the maximum occupancy would be 8. And they're allowed to do that. You know, you think we're going to go away. We're not going to go away. We're going to continue to come after you with the information that you should be dealing with. Scott, the board, you all should know what your fire department's doing. You should all know what your sheriff's doing. You should follow the rules just like everybody else. Again, you've said that nightly rentals aren't compatible with a single-family residential unit. We showed you from day one that this neighborhood was platted for single-family residences. Nowhere on that map did it ever state rental units were to be allowed in Branson Creek. Two legal opinions were ignored by you. I, for one, am totally against nightly rentals, and I agree with the other people here tonight. The rest of the people in this room are all against one more nightly rental. You need to stop it. You need to police what you need to fix the mess that you all have helped create. You need to get your enforcement, and you need to have your administrator enforce the rules. We can't afford to let our properties, the property next to me, sold for a song. They're giving them a way to get out. You need to do the right thing. You need to look at the information. You need to go back and do your homework like what we've done. And do not allow one more nightly rental in Branson Creek. And as far as infractions go, I don't agree with you, sir, that it depends on what it is. No, it doesn't. You had a list of rules that they needed to follow. And it doesn't make one worse than the other. If they are not complying and there's complaints, they should be revoked. Thank you.
Steve.
She's actually a very nice person when I walk around, by the way. She's just upset what the neighborhood's becoming. Now, I have a concern that I just learned tonight. You've issued these permits, and they have to do certain things to make it compatible for people to rent them. But from what I understand, you're allowing them to rent them without being compliant. So the firewall that we don't have in our villa, and there's no sprinkler system next door, it puts our safety at risk, and you're allowing that? Is that correct?
Well, those are Western Taney fire requirements.
Well, is that part of the zoning and planning as far as...
No, our requirements state whichever fire district they're in, they comply with their requirements.
Right, and that's a sprinkler system, correct?
Some of them have come in without sprinklers, and some have.
Yes, it's a sprinkler. They need to put a sprinkler system in.
That's up to Western Taney Fire. It's not up to Taney County Planning.
Okay, well, they haven't complied with what you've asked them to do.
No, but they're working towards that compliance.
But they shouldn't be renting it in the process. It's our safety. Right. We're at risk right now. Are you concerned about us?
I could tell you.
Are you concerned about my wife?
It'd take 3 years to get them to quit renting. And they're working towards being
compliant. I think if you had a compliance officer, you could stop it real quick.
I can't stop it. I can send them to the prosecutor.
Steve, nobody can stop this?
But no.
Fire department has got their, they're the one that takes care of that. They have to come out and inspect it.
If Western Taney Fire would not issue an occupancy permit, which is what he issues, then he would have the ability.
But they're renting them now.
To stop.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
I mean, common sense and logic would say you can't rent this property until you comply with everything that we told you you need to comply with. Isn't that correct? Are you putting the cart before the horse?
Well, they have been renting for years, and now they're trying to come into compliance.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
But if they don't continue to work on the compliance, I would send that to the prosecutor.
But there's no time zone. There's no time frame for that. I thought it was 90 days. So I've been hearing these things, and I thought, well, that seems logical. Right. That seems common sense.
Right.
But it doesn't seem there is any common sense or logic. You're putting our safety, we're at risk right now. These people were barbecuing in the garage yesterday. What happens if a fire starts? And I'm not there, my wife gets harmed. I'll tell you who's going to get sued. It's going to be Taney County. It's going to be my neighbor next door. It's going to be the HOA. And we have the means to do it. So this is just ridiculous why I'm up here right now. It's common sense and logic that residents live in residential areas. If you look on my tax, it says single family home. It doesn't say nightly rental in there. I would think you guys would care. If you guys live next door to nightly rental, I think you'd be concerned about it. I don't know if you guys have nightly rentals. I don't know if your friends or family own nightly rentals. But you've decimated one neighborhood almost completely. When we first moved in there, it was probably two or three. That wasn't a big deal. But when you put 20 in there, and I don't know when you came, Steve, but as the summer goes on, the traffic does multiply. And the noise does multiply. And weekends are terrible.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying that when I was there, it seemed pretty calm. Yeah.
But when you sit there at midnight and you're trying to get to sleep, and people are still barbecuing and drinking and partying, it's a nuisance. It's not what we came to Branson to retire to. There are plenty of areas in our area that are open for business, lodging. And they're at 60%. I mean, I know the Branson Area Lodge Association sent me a letter because I talked to them, and they have their concerns too, and they're going to the state representative, and they're going to the state lodges because they're concerned about how many nightly rentals you're approving. It's affecting their bottom line, and it's affecting our safety. I don't understand why you guys keep on approving these. What are the reasons to approve these to out-of-state investors who don't reinvest in our area? We are people who live here. Why aren't you representing us?
Is it Steve?
Gentlemen, why aren't you representing
us? Is it Steve?
Steve Lamberson.
Steve, you guys are kind of missing a point. I fully feel that within a year, there'll be legislation that'll hand us a letter that say we cannot regulate nightly rental. I thought it would come down this year, but the Senate, I was told.
You know, in other states, New York, California, no nightly rentals.
13 have already passed it, but the indicators that I've gotten by studying it.
Why aren't you guys stepping up and being ahead of the curve? They're saying no nightly rentals.
No, they're saying nobody can regulate nightly rentals.
No, I'm from California. New York, they're saying no nightly rentals in these areas. We belong to association in California, no nightly rentals. Cozy Creek, no nightly rentals. Talk to the Branson mayor. Talk to Hollister mayor. They don't want these nightly rentals. They got a new hotel in town. Johnny Morris expanded a new lodge and stuff. Now, it doesn't affect his bottom line because he's one of the well-off ones. But these small hotels and inns, it affects these people when you have somebody staying in these night rentals. It affects their bottom line. They might have to close it. Do we want to see a bunch of closed-up hotels and inns in our area? And these people don't belong to the chambers. They don't attract visitors to our areas. Like I said, they're from different states. I don't know why you want to represent them and not represent us. Why would you do that? I mean, I've sat on city councils. I've been on board of directors. I've been at the local real estate. I was grievance chairman, finance chairman, president. And my job was always not to represent my office or what I thought. It was to represent the entire area, the entire board. And that's what you guys represent, the entire neighborhood. And you're not doing our neighborhood any justice. So I have real concerns that you guys don't have a compliance officer, which I just found out, and that you're allowing these people to rent these properties without having sprinkler systems. If I'm not kidding, if something happens to us, I know where I'm coming. And I don't like lawsuits. I don't like to threaten people. What am I left to do? Sell my property? Is that what I'm going to have to do? Is that fair? I love this area. I love the neighborhood. Please stop permitting nightly rentals. Thank you.
I'd just like to say, Scott, you need to take your realtor hat off and put your administrator hat on. That legislation hasn't happened, may not happen, and you should not be making a decision on the city, county level based on something that might happen in the legislature. Take your realtor hat off, put your administrator hat on.
But I don't make the decision on the nightly rentals, the planning commission. I have no factor in the decision.
You just said that was going to change in a year.
I said that's my feeling from the research.
That's your realtor feeling, and I'd like to see your crystal ball.
That may affect how they vote, though.
Okay, enough.
Because he's their administrator.
I'm not their administrator.
I said enough. That's before people get hot.
Too late for that.
About, I ain't let you speak yet. Come on up.
I'm not sure how much you guys pay is, but it's not enough and probably isn't anything at all. You've been hit pretty hard tonight. Don't know that that's right or that's fair, but that's the way it is. And I've listened to several of these over the course of all of this, and I know this isn't the first time. And you've heard a lot before, and you've heard a lot of our side as well. And I'd like to go over some things that I thought this was about us tonight, and we're getting involved in a lot of things that don't have anything to do with me as far as I'm concerned, other than the fact that it is a nightly rental. I really would like to know if there's anybody that's ever had any issues with our property. I'd like to know what those are, the dates that those happened. I have never heard from anybody that we've ever had any issues with our property. And again, if there are, those people won't be coming back. And I'd like to share with you who some of our renters are. And I'll do that here in a little bit. But let me, I provide some things, and I think probably everybody has a copy of this, and I didn't intend to read it, but I think after what I've heard tonight, I will go ahead and do that. As we searched for a home to purchase in the area, in the Branson area, our intent was to use a home both as a second home for a family as well as to rent it out in order to help cover some expenses associated with the ownership. We informed a realtor of our intent to use a home as a nightly rental, and we told him that those were the only properties that we would consider looking at. Knowing that nightly rentals were allowed, and after confirming that properties were actively being used this way in Branson Creek, we moved forward with our purchase. We didn't check just with our realtor. We checked with the HOA lady there, Ruth Hinkle, I believe was her name, as well, and some other people. And again, it was obvious that the rental properties being used in the area when we bought it. We've rented our villa every year since we've owned it since 2011. We've never used any of the online services like Airbnb or VRBO or any local real estate agents in renting our home. Probably not the smartest move. Our concern was to make this self-supporting, much less a profitable venture. We won't guarantee that we will never use an outside vendor, but likewise, we have no plans to enter into that market. Because our intent has been to use the property ourselves, our preference has always been to limit the wear and tear in the home. And with two exceptions, we have only rented to people that are our friends and acquaintances and the once removed friends of those friends. Most of our friends, they're not rich, they're not wealthy, and our preference is to price a home so that individuals and single families can afford